Hello, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. Today, we're joined by a couple of executives from Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, both Charlie Atkinson, managing director for HP in Canada, and Jess Sahota, HP Canada's vice president of partners, channels, and inside sales. We're just a couple of weeks into HPE's second year as a company separate from the original combined HP, so I figured this would be a good time to check in and see how the year one has gone. In this interview, Charlie and Jess discuss some of the highlights of their first year, their experience and surprises in the split experience. They share their thoughts on the Canadian market at present, discuss some of the big technologies the company has discussed over the last year, and even provide a little bit of a preview for HPE Discover coming up in a couple of weeks in London. Should be a great interview, so let's get right into it. All right, we're joined now by a couple representatives of an exciting one-year-old startup company. Please welcome Jess Sahota and Charlie Atkinson from Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Canada. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
For the opportunity.
I joke, of course, off the top about the startup. A very unique startup in that HPE, as a company unto itself, only a year old, but quite an interesting way to start an organization. Charlie, can I get your thoughts perhaps first on going through the process of going from the combined HP to HPE and kind of are you glad to have, not that I'm saying it was a problematic process, but is it nice to have that in the rearview window and to sort of be out there on your own as an organization?
It sure is. You know, I've had 15 wonderful years with the former HP, and in anticipation of the separation, I can tell you that the merger and acquisition and divestiture experience that this company had just made this entire journey, for me, a tremendous learning experience. For us as a company, one that was very easy to just step through. And now that we've got a year behind us, you can certainly see the why and the fruits of those labors that were required to get us there. So it's just been a fabulous, fabulous walk through so far.
Can you talk a little bit about kind of the performance of the Canadian organization in the first year? Has it met expectations, and what have you seen as the hot spots in the market?
Having just had my annual review in September, I can tell you that Canada has exceeded expectations at the corporate level. And from my perspective, you know, our channel partners, our team, and our customers have really, really I would say resonated well with the directions that we're moving in and the decisions that we made. When we separated, we really wanted both companies to be able to move faster and have deeper focus on the unique markets that we play in. And I can tell you that that deeper focus and the agility that we've brought has paid off in spades. Our market share gains in the Canadian marketplace have been phenomenal. We've taken and held the number one external disk storage space in the marketplace. We've always had, you know, number one x86 server revenue, but now we have units. We've just advanced greatly in the blade space. And then with the acquisition of Aruba and our legacy HP networking switches, we continue to gain share in a market that in the switching space, L2 and L3, has been flat. So I couldn't be more proud of the team. I couldn't be more delighted with the performance of our partners. And I think the customers have voted. It's really proven that the agility of having a smaller company with greater focus has paid off.
All right, brilliant. Jess, from your perspective as the channel guy, what have you seen as kind of the highlights of the channel for the channel in the first year of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise?
Rob, I think having been on board just over 7 months, what's really exciting is the focus that HPE has with our partner community. And, you know, I want to thank the partners first and foremost for all their contribution. So as Charlie mentioned, in terms of HPE as an organization, and the focus that we have, what's important here is that we're dedicated and we're absolutely partner first. And that's really the important thing that I've seen from our perspective. And 70% plus of our business is actually transacted through our partners, which I want to thank them for again.
All right, brilliant. We're about, I'm trying to think, 45 to 60 days out from the first HPE Partner Conference part, of course, of the Pan HP Partner Conference experience. Want to get your thoughts, Jas, on kind of what partners can expect down the stretch in the back end of 2016 and into calendar 2017 from a programs and execution point of view on the channel side.
I think from a programs perspective, you know, we'll continue to build on our Partner Ready program, which was launched at GPC as an example, you know, from a competency-driven approach so that the partners can be focused on the areas of customer requirements. And when I talk about it in that context, I look at it in a sense of serving our customers with laser-focused activity and where the market opportunity is for our partners. And quite frankly, that market opportunity presents itself extremely well in the hybrid world, and this is something that we're absolutely focused on. And what that means to our partners from a hybrid perspective is that, you know, they can look at the customer's environment from a workload vantage point. And as a result of looking at it from a workload vantage point in the legacy environment that they have today, figure out what needs to stay on legacy for the foreseeable future, and then also migrate them onto new platforms while embracing the thought of bursting out into multi-vendor cloud type of environments.
All right. Finally, on the sort of the year ago event that spawned Hewlett Packard Enterprise, curious to get any major surprises that may have come up in the process or in the experience of becoming and being an independent entity for the last year.
Yeah, I would say, Rob, that the surprise for me was just the amount of liberation from an accountability and empowerment perspective. It's really unprecedented. That as you know, the Canadian unit being so close to headquarters, that you know, we've been clearly given our task in the market, we've been given our tools, and just the opportunity to find the speed and the agility that really is required in this idea economy, because we have to move at the speed of customers. And, you know, our partners need us to be faster afoot from a decision-making perspective. And that's been the greatest surprise. You know, having spent, you know, this many years in the former combined company, you come to expect to need to have patience. We don't any longer. And that's been a wonderful surprise to have.
That is a nice place to be in, that's for sure. Charlie, when we spoke about it not too long after its launch, you were super bullish on Synergy, composable infrastructure in the Canadian market. It was probably the first big new HPE announcement when it rolled out last year, almost a year on to Synergy being announced. And I believe we're starting to get to market with early solutions. Can you give me your thoughts? First of all, I guess maybe give us for the benefit of partners who may not be familiar with Synergy, kind of give us the nickel tour or elevator pitch on Synergy. And a year into the development and coming to market with it, your thoughts on Synergy in the Canadian market.
Synergy is going to be a tremendously powerful and disruptive force. When you look at what Synergy is, it takes the infrastructure and it really abstracts it so that now for people who have to deploy cloud-native applications, our everyday workloads, they can deploy those workloads just as easy on Synergy as they could on any public cloud. The versatility, the performance, the ability to have NAS, to have SAN, to have DAS, to have different form factors of servers inside of one chassis that, like the C7000, has been future-proofed. And when I say future-proofed, you know, the Synergy chassis is already, you know, pre-wired and pre-architected for Memristor, for Photonics, and it's just going to revolutionize the way our customers deploy infrastructure. And when you look at the Canadian market, I know I said this, you know, almost a year ago, it's really a solution that scales well, whether you're a mid-market business, a small business, or a large enterprise. It just becomes phenomenally easy to work in the infrastructure space. And the beauty of it is that you know, when I look across the Canadian landscape, we're very unique in that most of our customers have multidisciplined individuals. Mm-hmm. It's like being a Swiss Army knife of, you know, infrastructure deployment in most of our customers, yeah. Where in the large enterprises or in the U.S. market, you've got all of these people that are stovepipe with networking discipline, storage discipline, server discipline. And, you know, I think synergy really addresses one of the key human capital issues. It will require fewer hands, eyes, and ears to deploy, to run, and to manage. And I think it presents just a tremendously powerful opportunity for our channel partners as well.
And where are we at in terms of timelines for the solution being sort of broadly available and in partners' hands and partners starting to you know, gain even more understanding of what it is, what it can do, and fit it into customers where it makes sense?
I'm very confident that you'll see it rolling onto loading docks in the January timeframe.
All right, that's pretty clear.
If not, then
perfect. Obviously, with year one down, you're looking towards year two, and you touched on Charlie just having done kind of the year in review internally, both from an HPE perspective and from a Canadian market perspective. Curious what you're expecting for year two, where you see the hot spots, and what you see as some of the goals for HPE in Canada in that second year.
So I think, you know, clearly one of the hot spots is with the hyperconverged portfolio. And, you know, when you look at it, our strategy is really all about making hybrid IT simple. And when you look at the strong innovation DNA that we've got and the best-in-class product portfolio that we enjoy across server, storage, and networking, we've got that world-class engine to really drive these hyper-converged rapid bundles to market for our customers. You know, the second area that we're driving very quickly into is IoT and the edge. And when you look at the tremendous power of the Aruba portfolio, and when you look at the incredible innovation that we've brought to market in our Edgeline servers, we're really going to enable our customers to take the massive growing volumes of data at the edge and process it at the edge. And I think that the benefit for customers is huge, and the opportunity for our partners there is massive. And then the third piece of our strategy going forward is really enabling multi-cloud. And that ties back to the first, hybrid IT. Because now our customers have the full capability and choice, having a cloud Helion that's built on OpenStack technology with Eucalyptus inside. We can work in multi-cloud environments. It doesn't matter whether it's AWS, whether it's vCloud, whether it's Azure. You can have it your way, on-prem, off-prem, managed private. It's just a tremendously powerful portfolio. So we're very excited about the adoption of our hyperconverged in the market. We've been meeting great success, and it's just continuing to accelerate. And that just means nothing but goodness for our partners and our customers.
All right, sounds good. Jas, from a channel point of view, thoughts on sort of goals for year two and what partners can expect from you and from HPE?
I think a couple of things that come to mind based on what Charlie has also said is that first and foremost, you know, continuing to build on the hyperconverged portfolio. And the way I've been positioning and the way I look at this is that HPE is uniquely positioned with our hyperconverged portfolio. And the analogy I use there is that we have the opportunity to sell the car as a car based on the fact that the customer's got a unique set of needs and they want to be agile and nimble as they go to market. And in essence, what you also have is where customers want to have choice and they don't want to have their own vehicle driven up to them and keys handed to them, and they want to build their own, we have the kit. So the server, storage, networking portfolio that our partners can help them put in place as well. And I think you're going to see strong growth there. You're going to see predictability and focus and intensity from the channel partner organization to help our partners be successful and serve our customers as we go forward.
All right, brilliant. B, beer miss we chat a little bit about previous discovers, but we're only a few short weeks away from your second HPE Discover of the year, coming up the last week of November and into the first few days of December in London, England. I know you won't want to steal too much of the company's thunder in 3 weeks from now, but curious to get your thoughts on what partners can expect to see out of Discover this year.
Well, Rob, that's a great question. They can expect to see a tremendous amount of innovation, a tremendous amount of excitement, opportunities to learn, to understand where this great company is going to drive the next series of disruptive innovations that will hit the market. We can expect over 10,000 people to hit Discover again. And as you know from the past, there's always tremendously exciting announcements. And I think if you look at one of the key differences in the new Hewlett-Packard Enterprise from the old HP, the old HP in our last year as a combined company invested over $3.3 billion in R&D. Since we've separated, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has invested over $2.3 billion in R&D. And I think this is one of the key benefits. And I'm just giving you a bit of a clue as to, you know, where we're driving the innovation agenda, because it is amplified and it is just totally dialed in and focused on where we're driving hybrid IT, IoT and edge, and multi-cloud environments. So you'll see lots of great things there.
All right, brilliant. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for your time. Really enjoyed this opportunity to look back at year one and looking forward to seeing where year two takes you.
Well, thank you, Rob, and we'll be happy to share along the way.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
So there you have it, a look back at year one of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Thanks to Charlie and Jazz for joining us for this edition of the podcast and sharing their thoughts and experience. And of course, thanks to all the sponsors of the site and for you for listening in. Between you, you guys all make this happen. Hey, before we go, and since it's so on topic, I wanted to point out that your humble blogger will be on hand for HPE Discover in London in a couple weeks, so be sure to check into the site that last week of November for full coverage from there, as well as coverage from Ingram Micro's One event in Las Vegas from my colleague Mark Cox. This year is shaping up for a strong finish on channelbuzz.ca, and meanwhile, the podcast is finishing strong. We're just about out of time for now, but we'll see you soon with the next edition of the podcast. Until then, I'm Robert Dutt for channelbuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.